This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning, we're going to be talking about Elders First Adult Day Services. And we have with us this morning three people who will be able to answer questions that you might have. And about halfway through the broadcast, we will open up the phone lines and you can call with whatever questions you might have. And so if you would hold off on the calls during the first part, but we'll open up the phone lines around half past the hour. Tina O'Brien is with us. She is the founder and executive director of Elders First Adult Day Services. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Well, thanks for having us here.
And then Lori Domer is here. She's the director of Elders First. Lori, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Tom Tozer, who is the board president. Tom, good morning.
Hi, Bart. Good morning. Thank you.
Good to have you with us
Thank
today.
You. Good to be here.
Tell us first, and I guess, Tina, since you founded the Elders First, you probably have a better knowledge of this than anyone else. What is Elders First?
Elders First is a special program right here in Murfreesboro. We are in place to help people who are caregivers, family caregivers, that are keeping their loved one at home. And those caregivers may get exhausted with their task of 24-hour care. So we wanted to provide a safe, comfortable, activity-filled location for persons who really can't be left at home by themselves, mainly due to memory loss.
Now, so you're working with dementia and Alzheimer's?
Dementia is the generic term. It's the overall catchphrase. And Alzheimer's, they estimate that 60% at least of persons with dementia have dementia of the Alzheimer's type. Mm-hmm. There are many other reasons for dementia as far as that goes, like vitamin B12 deficiency, thyroid deficiency. It comes along with Parkinson's disease at the later stages. So there's many dementias, but we kind of focus on the Alzheimer's type.
In other words, a lot of these problems that we have, early detection and supplements of whatever is needed might make a difference.
I totally agree with you. Very often, people in a family get in denial. You know, mom or dad is losing it, their memory's slipping. And it's very important when you first notice to go have a thorough workup with a doctor, because very often it could be remedied. Maybe it's a nutritional deficiency. A lot of older people might live at home and they're living on a can of soup all day, and their diet's really not what it should be, and it can be a simple kind of fix. Or sometimes it could be a brain tumor. It could be something totally different than Alzheimer's. So it's really important right at the beginning of memory loss to go get it checked out.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that I saw just the other day who lives up in the Tri-Cities, and he said that his wife, and I had known this because he's mentioned it before, has dementia and has had it for about 10 years now. But he said, thank goodness to medications, she has not gotten any worse. In fact, she still drives to certain places where she's really familiar. And they've set up a way where she will call him at each, if she's going on the interstate, she will call him at certain points along the way. And if she doesn't call him, he knows to call her and see where she is. And is this a normal routine for people?
That sounds a little atypical. Very often people do have that question, when is it right to, quote, you know, take away the keys? Mm-hmm. And I always recommend keeping a log. When does mom or dad or grandma or grandpa go through that stop sign? The ultimate question is, would you allow your child or grandchild to ride with this person? And if you don't feel it would be safe enough to put your youngster in their care in a car, then you really need to think about taking away those keys.
And I guess their ability to remember where they're going on the way and coming back. Because I think sometimes people forget where they're going.
They do. We had a case, one lady that came to our program was still driving, and she got in her car one day and drove. She was living independently in her own home, but was having significant memory loss. And she ran out of gas. She did not know, she forgot kind of what she was doing, and just happened to run out of gas in front of the home of someone who knew her and was able to contact her daughter, who rescued her. Usually the folks come into Elders First come for the enrichment of the program. We're a win-win situation. The caregivers get the relief that they really deserve and need from the caregiving tasks, and the person who comes to our program just does interesting activities all day long that we try to individualize the program depending on who's present that day and do the things that are of interest to them, perhaps hobbies they formerly had. We've added just this year since Lori came on board outings. The group has been out to the Olive Garden restaurant. They've been to Miller's Grocery for lunch. And just 2 weeks ago went to the mall in Nashville and went to the Teddy Bear Building workshop. So there's really some interesting activities that we do with the folks to enrich their life and keep them going and give them a purpose. And that caregiver can go shopping, go to the doctor, keep up their own health. So many caregivers allow their own health to deteriorate because they simply don't have time to think about making their own doctor appointments to get little things checked out, or just to go to the store, get food without that person along with them.
Lori, tell us a little about, now that you're on board at Elders First, Lori Domer. She's the director of Elders First and just recently came on board. Tell us a little about some of the challenges that you've faced and some of the ways you've handled those. And you look back and you think, hey, I'm making a difference.
I've been in this arena for a long time, and when you look at things, when you get a new family that comes in that says, you know, my mom's very negative, she's not going to be a willing participant, we really need this for us, we need a break, but we don't think it's going to work with mom. And we had that case just a couple of weeks ago, and now mom can't wait to get there. Mom absolutely loves it. You know, she called yesterday and wanted to know how her friend was because she was coming back on Wednesday. So those challenges, when you can relate to the family that we've seen this before, if mom, dad, grandma, grandpa's resistant, let us have a try with them, because we have a very loving staff, a very caring staff, and we're centered with what they like, then it usually will work. It's just letting the family know, trust us with them, and they'll want to come back, and you'll get your break, and it'll be, like Tina said, a win-win. We, like Tina said, you know, we are taking them out now. We do things. When they have to come to Elders First, they've lost choices in their life. Like, they can't really cook for themselves anymore. They can't decide where they want to go because they don't have their keys. And we talk to them. We find out what they used to like to do, where they used to like to go, what do they miss. And it is the outings, the trips, the cooking. So now we cook every week. We do a cooking project where individually everybody gets to do something. We just had a big Remembering Mayberry Day where we made all recipes from the Andy Griffith Show because, you know, everybody knows Andy Griffith died. And they loved it. And, I mean, they just come to life when they're there. And they're happier when they get home. The relationship with their caregiver improves because nobody's stressed. So the challenges we have really have more rewards at the end of the day.
Sounds like you've really turned people around. People whose family have brought them in saying they're hard to work with, they really don't want, they're not going to like this. And then they suddenly love it and make friends and remember the friends and call back and say, is so-and-so going to be there this coming week? That's phenomenal.
It is. I mean, at the end of the day, it is so unbelievable. And a lot of the loved ones have very short-term memory. And they may not come in and say, hey, Tina, or hey, Lori, how are you? But they light up when they see your face because they recognize who you are. And immediately, they know that they're at home with us. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, a lot of them will, you know, ask, oh, what time is so-and-so coming back? Oh, my goodness, what time is so-and-so coming back? But after about the third time they come, you know, they're just like, okay, you know, they don't ask anymore. They're happy with us. We had one lady who was having such a good time when her caregiver came. She said, can you come back later? And they were like, okay, you know. And to them, they got to go to Walmart by themselves, yeah. which made their day even better at the end. Yeah. So if you give it a chance, it really does make a difference in everybody's lives, including ours, because, you know, they still have a lot to teach us. We, as a staff, we learn from them every day. And that's a beautiful thing, because a lot of people think just because you have Alzheimer's or dementia, you know, that you don't have anything left to offer, that your life is over. And every day, if they get up with a purpose, whether that's just to go see their friend, then that's a reason to get up and go every day, having that purpose every day. And that's what we try to give them at Elders First.
Tom Tozer, you're the board president, and I've known Tom for many years. and Tom is always involved in organizations that help people. And you seem to have been involved in this one probably longer than some of the others. What is it that fascinates you and is a magnet? I mean, it's pulling you into it, it sounds like.
I'm glad you asked that question. First of all, I sit here in awe of these two ladies, and I could just sit and listen to them forever, because I learn more about Elders First by just listening to Tina and Lori talk about the everyday happenings and adventures with the people there. I think probably, to answer your question, Bart, most people on the board probably got involved and love what we do because we have experienced this in our own family. My wife and I were caregivers for my wife's mother for a time and went through this and understood the importance of, first of all, of having compassionate, loving care for that person who's afflicted, but also the value of having a break. And I really understand that more, having gone through that, that even when we had a lady from the church just call and offer to come over for 1 hour and give my wife and me a break, it was like gold. It really was. We welcomed that with open arms, and it was so wonderful just to get away and breathe and have some space of our own and be able to shop or just rest or just talk was wonderful. So I'm involved because I really appreciate and recognize the value of Elders First. These folks, when they come there, it isn't babysitting. They have a full day of wonderful activities, and they go out and they do things and they stay in and they cook. And if you go there, it's a place of joy, a lot of smiles. And Lori and Tina and the people, the volunteers there, make sure that it's a place of joy and delight and wonder. And so it's a place of discovery. And you know, we who have sometimes stopped by occasionally and just really appreciate what happens there.
I understand that sometimes music, where people have lost contact with the world around them, music sometimes brings them back. And you get them singing old songs, and suddenly the memories that they had lost come rushing back, and they all seem to know the songs. What's the reason for that?
Yeah, Bart, we've seen that. A lot of times the brain deterioration that occurs with dementia will take away a lot of your language capabilities, take away your vocabulary, your ability to put sentences together in a meaningful way, and people will speak in what's called a word salad or can't think of the words they mean to say. But you put on a music, particularly from their childhood, if they were a churchgoer, often the hymns or gospel, and they'll revive. They remember those words. They'll be able to sing along. And we do quite a bit of sing-alongs during the week at the program. We have specially ordered recordings and then large print words. And usually there's a staff member and a volunteer to sit close to each person and sing along with them and share the book and make it a really meaningful activity for them.
Oh, that's so neat. Our phone number is 893-1450, and we're at the point in our schedule where we're going to open up the phone lines. And if you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. We're talking
good
about...
Good morning.
Well, good morning.
And you know who this is.
It is Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh, yes, and thank you. I would like to say this is an awesome organization. I was there for 2 years, and everybody that came there with us, and all our clients, I would call them my family, because they was just a joy to work with. And I would always look forward to going there, because when I was going through with things when my son was alive and in the hospital, instead of being, I'm bringing joy to them, they was bringing joy to me. One of the clients, which was Mrs. Mary Rockbelt, we was all doing work and activities that we should do there. Mm-hmm. She made them stop and got their hands and said, we're going to pray for Miss Sueda's son, that when she goes to the hospital that he be out of ICU. She prayed. And when I got to the hospital, my son was down on the floor talking to me. And see, they have just a lot of volunteers that come there and people that stop there and the people in the whole church. They are a wonderful family. And I'm planning to go by there, even though I'm not there. But I'm going back there to my family, because Miss Tina and Miss Laura and Miss Carmen and Mrs. Beth, they are the staffs that work there. They are wonderful. And you just take your loved one there, and they would always want to go back, because I'm going back myself. And you all just have a blessed day. Tina, Laura, I love you!
Aw, we love you too, Charlene.
You take care of yourself. Thank you for calling. 893-1450. You couldn't get a better endorsement, I don't think, than that. What that was really from the heart. And I guess, really, that's what you work with.
Charlene Swader that called in was a longtime volunteer with Elders First. She volunteered with us for 2 years. She was on a special program with the National Council on Aging that places workers age 55 and up that want to return to the workforce, place them with nonprofits in the area as volunteers. So she was a longtime participant in that program, and she's in her mid-70s, and she was required to retire just at the end of July because she had reached the end of their time with the program. So we love Miss Charlene. I'm so grateful that she was able to be part of our program.
And when I said she's a ray of sunshine, when she calls in on the radio, you just can't help but get a smile. 893-1450 is our number, 893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and take some more calls. If you're on the line, hold on. You're coming up next.
Board of Murfreesboro thanks the men and women of the U.S. military for their service and dedication to defending our country. Board of Murfreesboro is proud to offer special incentives to our servicemen and women on a daily basis. Board of Murfreesboro appreciates those who serve in the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, and Air Force. Visit Board of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield today, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just 1 Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, seeing some congestion building this morning. Also, we've got a bit of congestion on I-24 at the I-24 westbound junction there with Bell Road, and I-24 at the junction with I-40 West. Stop by Bradford Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike. Ask about the free tickets to the race at the fairgrounds this summer. Call Bradford Flooring at 251-5384. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion already. Old Fort Parkway at Bridge, Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96, seeing some congestion building this morning.
Randy, you've already had your chance.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms ending earlier today. Otherwise, partly sunny skies. Our highs will climb into the mid-80s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Currently 73.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro, and we have hot, delicious Otis Spunkmeyer cookies every day. Come and see us, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC. And have Otis Spunkmeyer hot, delicious cookies.
If it's passed, bounced, or hit, WGNS is there with our microphones. MTSU and local sports coverage is on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're in the segment of the program where we're opening up the phone lines. If you have questions about Elders First, or if you have a comment, like the last call, 893-1450 is our number. And let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
I woke up one morning and found out that I was one of those elderly parents that needs attention. And all this is real good to go to. But my problem is transportation. I know we have Mid-Cumberland, but you have to make your appointments 2 weeks in advance. And like if you go to the doctor, you have an appointment to go to the doctor. You go to the doctor, and then he wants to send you somewhere else. I have trouble getting transportation to get somewhere else. The elderly needs, in my opinion, some kind of transportation. You're not always able to ride the bus either.
Well, I'd just like to say we've had a good working relationship with Mid-Cumberland Van, and oftentimes we can place a call and work something out with that agency as far as providing a regular ride. We've done so for several of our participants who were picked up at home at the beginning of their route and then taken home. Of course, they don't leave after 3 o'clock on a new route. So people were definitely able to attend Elders First through utilizing the Mid-Cumberland Van service. So if you want to give us a call at our program, and our phone number is 542-4371, and we'll work with you on that because we might be able to arrange some regular transportation.
What are the hours of your program?
8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday.
Okay, so does a person, when they come, do they stay all day, or do you?
The way our program works, we do half days and whole days. A half day is considered anything under 4 hours, and a whole day is considered anything over 4 hours. They're not locked in to come certain, you know, days and times in the beginning. We let them come, we let them try out and see if it works for them and works for us, if they're a good fit for the group. And then they do choose days. So if somebody did need to use Mid-Cumberland Van service, they could arrange to have those days be their specified days for attendance. And, you know, we have openings now for our program. We're a small program, but we do have current openings. And when you were talking about half days or whole days, our fees are very low. It's $20 for anything under 4 hours for the whole day. The whole 4 hours is $20. And anything over 4 hours is $30 for that whole day. So it's very reasonable. It's very conducive to most people's schedules. We're really willing to help people out to work around their schedules, their work schedules, and their appointments.
And the people who are there, they make friends and they learn to interact with others, and they go back to more of a normal life, it sounds like.
Absolutely, and they get a normal life for themselves. They rebuild their lives, because one lady had told me at one point, and this I thought was great, she said, you know, I don't remember anything. She said, I just don't remember anything. And I said, well, you get to come here every day and make new memories. I said, how great is that? And she said, you know, she said, that is great. She goes, every day I'll make new memories. And for her, that was a comfort. Mm-hmm. And we're going to start a new program that I'm really excited about. It's called Kids in Community. We had
done this before, and now we're going to start up again. And this is where we're going to connect with a fifth grade class from Hobgood Elementary. And we're going to go into the classroom. We're going to take our seniors to them and work an intergenerational program out. And we'll go once a month. And we're blessed that New Vision Baptist Church provides the van for us to take our folks out when we go. But we're really excited. And now that school's back in, we're going to make this program happen. And in the past, when we've been involved in this, the kids look as forward to us coming as our folks look forward to going. So, I mean, it's a win-win. And, you know, you can't compete with kids and puppies when you're, you know, trying to make people happy. So we're very, very excited to kick this off, hopefully in September.
Now, this affiliation you have with New Vision, it sounds like it's a great working relationship.
Absolutely. They are very kind. Although Elders First is not a religious organization that's attached to any one religion, Elders First is blessed by the fact that New Vision donates the space for us to run our program there. And, you know, Ross and everybody there have been so kind to us.
Now, you take people to the schools, you go shopping, you go out and eat once in a while. You do things that everybody else takes for granted almost.
Exactly. And we do things that the families can't do for some of their loved ones because it makes it too difficult. So like when we went to Opry Mills, I mean, we had a wheelchair for everybody, a staff or a volunteer for everybody. We went to the aquarium restaurant and they seated us at the king's table, and three scuba divers were in the tank, you know, making peace signs and love signs to our group. And I mean, we spent probably an hour and a half, 2 hours just watching them mesmerized. And then we made teddy bears, and there were people taking pictures of our group that were there that were complete strangers, because they were like, that's really great. You know, that is so great to see you guys out with these folks, because, you know, they have a lot of life left in them, and, you know, we want to give them the best quality of that we can.
How many people go on these trips with you?
That trip we had 11 total. We had four of our participants that come, and then we had the rest were staff, volunteers, and of course the driver that went with it. So we were quite a big group taking up the mall that day.
I could imagine. And then if you go over to Hobgood, that's a good size group to go in there.
That is a good size group to go, but we are ready. And the teacher that I've worked with in the past is the one that's actually going to take on this, you know, venture with me, and we're ready to go. We know it works well. We take games where the kids actually learn too. We'll take like bingo, but it's like first ladies and presidents, and it's trivia you play. So the kids are just so excited, and we're going to partner up with them and do Wounded Soldier also this year, which is signing cards to send to the wounded soldiers that are in hospitals here in the United States. And we partner with that through Leanne Newton and a program that she runs out of with MTSU. So we're really excited because, you know, our folks should be out in the community as much as anybody else, and we're trying to make our presence known.
Tom Tozer, you probably remember the Art Linkletter TV show about kids say the darndest
things. Oh, I remember that one. Yes, indeed.
And I would imagine, I was picturing this as we heard about the trip over to Hobgood, as Laurie sort of painted that picture. I could just see those kids, and what they would say would probably be nourishment to the people who were visiting.
It's lots of laughs. It's a lot of fun.
Being at New Vision gives us other opportunities. They have a large preschool program going at New Vision, and at least once a week they bring the 6 and 8 occupant strollers down the hall and into our room, or you know, pass by, and everybody waves, and our participants just love that.
Oh, great.
So we've also had interns from MTSU in various programs at the college. We've had homeschool families volunteer with us. There's lots of intermingling intergenerationally with our program. I just wanted to add one thing that came to mind. My husband and I were caregivers for his mother during her last year of life. She died at our home at age 97 back in 2006. And the most challenging thing for us came down to trying to create a life for her. Here she was under our care, very limited. She was blind, and what were we going to do all day? And one thing I did was bring her to an adult day program at least once a week, and had a caregiver, paid caregiver, that transported her and took her back home for me. But at Elders First, if you're struggling with that as a caregiver, I say bring your loved one to us and help us have a staff help them create a new life with the new friendships and activities. they say that having these emotional and social relationships outside of family are very significant in preventing a further deterioration in memory.
Is it difficult to get into Elders First? I mean, what do you do? What's the first thing people should do?
I'd say it's almost as easy as walking in the door. We do have an application process. You come in and we'll give you an application form to fill out. Usually we have an initial conversation and let the individual stay with us for an hour or two at no charge, just so they can scope us out and we can check and see if we think their level of memory and capabilities are something that they could benefit by being with us during the day. We have had very few that were not eligible for the program, but we have criteria. We don't want someone who's constantly seeking to go out the door that we cannot manage with our tricks of the trade. We have a lot of ways we deal with people, manage them that have behavior problems. But typically a person is a fit, and we'll think, put on our thinking the caps and find out what's really going to make them tick and bring them joy during the day if they choose to stay with us.
As a person is there and you get to know them better, are you ever able to put them with certain people who can help them and maybe turn their lives around and make them get better? I mean, I don't guess we'd ever get totally well, but get better.
Well, our goal obviously is not to get people better. We are a social model. We just want them to level off and find happiness with where they are currently, and not seek a further decline. I mean, if they're sitting at home all day watching TV, which, you know, doesn't stimulate them at all, then you're going to have a further progression, whether that's through, you know, being depressed because you're alone all the time, or you're just not stimulated by that TV or just sitting on the couch. When they come to us, they may not get better, but you'll see that their overall happiness will improve. Their willingness to talk and be stimulated will improve. Their overall diagnosis will not, but hopefully it will not seek a further decline as long as they're being stimulated and have things to look forward to and that purpose that they're looking for in life.
When you talk about stimulation, how important is exercise, moving around, doing things?
Well, I just attended a class by Dr. John Witt last week at the hospital, and that was one of the primary focuses of his talk, was just how important it is to get out there and move and exercise to keep your bones, to keep your brain cells. He said actually it is vigorous exercise that helps the brain create new nerve cells. And he said these are things that they've only just been learning back when he was at medical school. They had no idea that the brain, they thought you were at birth, had your number of couple billion brain cells, and after that they deteriorated gradually over life. But they found that through physical exercise, actually new brain cells can be generated.
So vigorous exercise for someone who's in your program is a walk around the gym?
We do not exercise vigorously, unfortunately. A lot of our folks have osteoporosis, have arthritis, maybe using a walker. They feel fortunate they can still get up out of their chair, but we do that several times a day. We have a videotape of chair dancing, so there's a lot of movement while seated. We have some physical games that involve tossing the beach ball, batting the balloon, playing horseshoes. And when we play a competitive game like that, we keep score, and our participants really get into the competition and want to do better and better and throw farther and be more accurate and all those things that have kind of fallen away from them at home. So their adrenaline surges and they get excited and they clap for one another, making a good pitch, things like that.
We cater to the individual need of our participants. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, we know their limited capabilities, whether, you know, they have issues with breathing, whether, you know, their issue is not being able to walk very well, they're not real steady, they can't bend over. So we cater individually when we play games and when we exercise to the needs of each person. We're very conscious of what we know that they can and cannot do.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment to check on the traffic. And when we return, we'll find out, do they need volunteers? And if they do, how do you do it? Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're talking about Elders First.
Interested in the clothes that you wear, in the car that you drive, or the cutter of your hair. Honey, you got something I can't compare, and I've been a-thinking about you.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Weekday mornings at 9, The Truman Show. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on the stations of WGNS.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms ending earlier today. Otherwise, partly sunny skies. Our highs will climb into the mid-80s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Felluber. Currently 73.
The other day I was over at Bell Furniture, and that's at 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. We were sitting there in one of those big easy chairs. So comfortable. The big recliners. Oh, man, they are great. I was talking with Perry Bell, and Perry so proudly said, you know, all we sell is American-made. Everything we sell is American-made. And you could see that pride. And so many other places don't have that pride. So if you're concerned about buying American, you need to go to Bell Furniture. In addition to getting American-made furniture, you'll get the very best. The first quality, name-brand furniture, half price, every day. Whether it's Jameson bedding, or whether it's some of the beautiful sofas, or the Strato Lounger recliners, perhaps, or bedroom sets, dining room sets, it's all half price every day, including the MedLift chairs, half price every day at Bell Furniture. 1517, the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Hear your favorite high school coaches each Saturday morning at 9 on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner here on WGNS AM, FM, online.
And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job. He's doing all right. He can play the honky-tonk like anything.
Welcome back. We are talking this morning about Elders First Adult Day Services. Hopefully this program came along at a time in your life that you needed some help. You were maybe sort of at wit's end as to what to do. Tom, you said you had been there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I appreciate what this organization does. And I do want to say, and you had mentioned volunteers, Bart, something we really want to get across. One of the finest, best ways that people can volunteer is if they have a talent that they can bring to the program. We have had people bring in art, pottery, we've had singing groups come in, we've had children's groups come into the program, and I think that that's a wonderful way for people out there, if they're in a group, a university group or a church group, or they have some kind of talent they can share. It'd be a wonderful way to give of themselves to the program, and it's such a stimulating, it really does stimulate the environment. So again, if they call 542-4371, 542-4371, we would love to hear from them. It would be a wonderful way for them to give of their time and abilities and skills.
Okay, just share, and if you can sing some of the old songs, I guess that would be even better.
That's absolutely right, and you and I could sing a lot of those old songs, probably.
Usually nobody wants to hear me sing them. I might have a new audience who would appreciate it. Oh, we're talking about Elders First, and Tina, you said this is Monday through Friday, and what are the hours again?
We're open 8 a.m. in the morning until 5 p.m. in the evening, and we always reassure our participants, everyone's going home at 5. Nobody sleeps here. There are no beds at New Vision Baptist Church. I just wanted to tell our location, too. New Vision Baptist Church is located at 1750 North Thompson Lane, and it's a large, long brick church. I've been told from end to end it's a quarter mile. We used to have a participant. She and I would go do that quarter mile and back every day so that we'd know we walked our half mile. And we're very, very grateful to have that location there going on 5 years.
Wow.
We started our program there in November of 2007.
So if somebody could just bring a loved one over today and say that we want to find out more about Elders First.
We would be very happy to talk with them, and they could visit in and see the program in action. And personal observation is an excellent way to gather information, whether you think that's right for your loved one, and then that person, if they're coming with you, mm-hmm. they can join in the activities, and you can observe them and see if they are enjoying things and if you think it'll benefit them. I just wanted to say my my special area is the cognitive exercises. We also do a lot of crafts, collaging, things with construction paper and paper plates and paint. But I love to stimulate their minds in specifically their short-term and long-term memory, and do a lot of work on the dry board. Well, it's actually play, I should say. We might have an exercise where we're to name 10 items that are smaller than a bread box. So we come up with an egg and a small bowl of coffee cup. Right. So we write those all down on the board until we achieve a high number. We might think of 50 things that will fit inside a bread box, not all at the same time. And other things, it might be parts of the body that only are spelled with 3 letters. So you can think of your eye and your lip. And we do a lot of acting out in charades and pointing to encourage the folks in a really joyful manner to contribute and come up with the right answers. We like people to be challenged a bit, but never put on the spot. Mm-hmm. So we often, on these exercises, take turns, and then we just work as a team to come up with the last few, especially when we're naming all 50 states. Nobody will be put on the spot.
That's
for that
a challenge
last.
For anybody.
And but they have fun. We'll approach it like, well, what states have you lived in? And a lot of times people remember, have you ever vacationed in Florida? Oh, yes, people will chime in. And has anyone ever been on that Alaska cruise? And, so we make it a fun activity and very stimulating. Everyone feels that they're contributing and they feel that sense of acceptance with the group, that they're playing along with everybody.
Laurie, before we leave today, if you could share with us a little about some of the special moments that you have had, some of the moments that have touched you, the comments from the participants in the program.
The comments at the end of the day is, will I be coming tomorrow when their loved one picks them up? Will you be here tomorrow? And they look forward to that. And just knowing that my whole thing is a lot of people view people with Alzheimer's and dementia as like it doesn't matter. They won't remember anyway. But, at the end of the day, you have to be able to close your eyes and know you did the right thing, whether they remember it or not. So you get to remember all those moments that you have where we've all laughed, where, they talk about, well, we have a lady who she has not a lot of self-confidence because she remembers and realizes that she doesn't remember, which is just heartbreaking for us. And, her whole thing used to be, I'm sorry. Everything should be done. I'm sorry. I'm a burden. I'm bothering you. I'm sorry. So when we went to Build-A-Bear, you get to name your bear. And I said, she said, well, I don't know what to name my bear. And I said, what? We're going to name him Sorry. I said, because now that has a whole different meaning to you because it's good. And, whenever you say you're sorry, you're talking about the bear that you've built, not that you've done something because, there's nothing that you do to be sorry over. You're not a burden to anybody. And so to turn that around for her and to realize from her family that, she doesn't say she's sorry all the time anymore. That's great. That's a moment that, changed her, built up her self-esteem, and helped her feel better. And that's, that's great. And it was something so small that we were able to do and made her very happy. And, those are just, it's priceless what we do. If you bring your family member there, you get priceless moments like that that are treasures that, you can, because our caregivers all struggle with, am I doing the right thing?
you know, and it's so hard to make those decisions because, you know, you're making them for the person that you love most in the world. And bring them to us. Get those priceless moments and give yourself a break and know you're doing the right thing for your mom or dad or your loved one, your grandma, because they're safe. And you can let go a little bit and give yourself a break because the caregivers deserve that. Even if they don't realize that, they deserve it. And they'll get to go home with happy memories to share with their kids that they did the right thing.
And Tom, I think everybody can really relate to when you said a person would offer you to come and sit for an hour and give you a break and how that was a golden moment. Here they have an opportunity for an entire day to give a break.
That's right. And I think, as I remember, a statistic that really kind of affected me was that one out of four caregivers does not survive the person they cared for. The caregiving is so strenuous and so stressful that many people often it wears them down and they pass on before the person that they've cared for. So this service is a life-saving service for everybody involved.
Absolutely. One out of four?
One out of four.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Hard to believe. So you are helping in so many more ways than just one. I mean, you're giving life to yourself.
Absolutely.
Giving yourself a chance.
That's right. And you shouldn't feel guilty about that. As Lori just said, loved ones tend to feel guilty if they want to rest, if they want to take a little bit of time away from their loved one, but you shouldn't. Because then you come back refreshed and you're a better caregiver if you take some time off.
As you look at the person who's coming to Elders First when they leave and go home, are they better able to communicate with their family? Because that has to be probably one of the hardest things, the communication problems.
I think really the caregiver tends to notice the biggest change in themselves. Of the caregivers, we do a survey a couple times a year, and 100% of the caregivers of our folks feel less stress. They feel they're in better physical shape. They have more time for leisure activities like shopping, cooking, going to the doctor. Not necessarily is there a huge difference in their loved one, but we know, and they can know, share with us, that their loved one has experienced joyful moments all day long. And their life has been improved because of their participation at Elders First.
Once again, Elders First Adult Daycare Services open Monday through Friday, and that's at the New Vision Baptist Church on Thompson Lane. And again, what is the phone number they can call for information?
It's this area code, 615-542-4371.
We've been visiting this morning with Tina O'Brien, the founder and executive director of Elders First Adult Daycare Services, Laurie Domer, the director at the program, and Tom Tozer, the board president. Thank you for joining us today and sharing about Elders First.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank you, Bart.
Thank you. You're welcome.